706, Kathy Dawes, and on the phone this morning we have with us Manhattan Area State Representative Tom Phillips, who was at the State of the State address last night and getting things underway in Topeka for another session. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we're delighted that you would take a few moments to call in. And what's the general feeling around the State House today or yesterday?
Well, listening to the governor's speech, let me begin by just saying I was really pleased that Governor Brownback recognized General Pat Frank out at Fort Riley and acknowledging the 100-year anniversary of the 1st Infantry Division. That was very good news. You know, the governor really kind of talked about three main points: the budget, taxes, education, and then a little bit about health care. And you know, some of them, there were some aspirational goals in there, but from my vantage point, there weren't a lot of details on any solutions on particularly how we're going to get out of this, this budget situation we're in and the revenue shortfall. Clearly today he's going to be releasing, I'm going to be at a meeting at 9 o'clock, and we'll hear from the budget director. And we're all just kind of the mood of the State House is we're anxious to see what in the heck the governor's going to unveil to kind of fix some of these challenges we're facing.
Isn't that about the same response you had last year as well? What is it he's going to unveil?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I think the mood that I'm hearing is let's find some true solutions. No more Band-Aids, one-time fixes. Now, we may have to very well do that this time because we're about 6 months before we close the books on fiscal year 2017, and we're down $348 million. So unless we're looking at huge cuts, then we will probably be looking at some one-time solutions to bide us over one more. But going into the budget year of 2018, I think the attitude is let's find some long-term solutions and get us back on, like I say, stable footing.
Tom, I know we've had some discussion here at the station today about the bachelor's degree and paying only $15,000. I don't know if you can clarify that a little and some of your thoughts on that and on how realistic that might be. I know he brought that up.
Yeah. Well, when I heard that, I thought, well, I'm not sure how that's going to work out. I mean, that's kind of one of those aspirational goals that he set out for higher education. And I don't know. I'm just was scratching my head. I don't know how you get that accomplished. I have two sons, and I just paid for their college educations, and I know how much it costs, and I don't know. I mean, I'll be anxious to hear how the administration reacts to that kind of situation. Part of me said may end up devaluing some of the current four-year education. I don't know. We'll see.
So where do you and your fellow legislators go beginning today?
Well, at 9 o'clock, there will be a joint appropriation and taxation committee, and Sean Sullivan, the budget director for the governor's office, will begin to unveil their budget and I guess some taxes. The governor mentioned some taxes, didn't really elaborate. So we're all just kind of waiting for the unveiling of what the proposals are. And then the various committees will begin to dive in and digest exactly what this means and what our options are.
By the way, congratulations to you, too, on your new role there at the State House.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, being a vice chair of taxation is a responsibility that I take very seriously. And I'm as I said, I'm really looking forward to trying to find long-term solutions. And then being the assistant majority leader on the leadership team for the Republican Party is exciting. So I'm looking forward to this year.
Is there anything that you heard last night that you think would be considered off the table?
Yes, I mean the governor. My reading of the governor's comment was he wants to keep that LLC exemption in place for small businesses. I think from his viewpoint, it is working, it is a success, and that other states and even the federal government are beginning to consider this model. I strongly disagree. I just don't foresee it. Now, he didn't come out and say he wasn't going to veto it. he'd be kind of laid out there that he'd like to see it stay in place and that it's working, but didn't draw a line in the sand, in my mind. So I guess time will tell how this thing really plays out.
Well, Tom, we're delighted that you were able to take a few moments and visit with us this morning, recapping the governor's State of the State address from last night, and we look forward to further conversations with you as your constituency here is going to be really keeping a watchful eye on some of the things that are going to be taking place over the next few months.
You bet.
Thanks again, Tom.
If I can continue to stay in touch, I will do my best to do so. Things get busy around here, but it's important for me to continue to communicate with everybody back in Manhattan and my constituents in the district.
All right. State Representative Tom Phillips of Manhattan speaking from Topeka this morning here at News Radio KMAN.